is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in 1 John. We're going to begin again in 1 John chapter 5. It's kind of where we started last week, so we'll start there again today. And I would encourage you that if you'd like to hear the first part of this message, you can find it at our website, considerhisword.org. If you click on the link that says radio programs, you'll find all of the programs there, and you can go back and hear the first part of this message. And if you haven't heard it, I'd encourage you to go back and do that. Now, at the website, you'll see a few other tabs, and one of them says, contact us. We'd love to hear from you. And if you would send us an address and tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that easily fits into a shirt pocket or a Bible case, fits into a purse. I take mine with me to church Wednesday night. And as I hear prayer requests as they're given, I'm able to write them down in my journal and remember to pray for them during the week. And then what I love to do is when somebody says, pray for me, I can pull out my prayer journal and write it down. And they are assured that I'm praying for them. And then in the prayer journal, you can go back and see where God has answered those prayers and praise Him for it. So you can get one through the website, considerhisword.org. Click on the link that says contact us. If you'd like, you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or, as many do, you can just simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, this is really the second part in a message we began last week. I call this message, If You Know, You Know. We began last week talking about some of the abbreviations you see, like LOL, laughing out loud, and by the way, BTW, and so on. And one I see every once in a while is IYKYK, If You Know, You Know. It usually accompanies a picture, and this may be a little mysterious to most people, but to some people it means something. There are two things in the book of John, in the Gospel of John, and here in the first epistle of John. There are two words that you see repeated again and again and again. I think they're important. The first one is believe. Again and again and again, John uses the word believe, and he encourages to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The second word is know, and I want you to listen to how many times you hear the word know in this passage of Scripture. Now, this is actually, I'm going to read 1 John 5. Starting at verse 18, and this is really kind of the end of the book. 1 John only has 5 chapters. And so he said, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in darkness. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true, that we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life, And it seems almost like an afterthought. John adds this little second part. He said, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. 1 John is such a great book. You can sit down and pretty much read it through in one sitting. And I'd encourage you to do that and go through and see every place where he says no. And you'll see it here, where in verse 18, he says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Verse 19, and we know that we're of God. Verse 20, and we know that the Son of God is come. And all through this epistle, he talks about things that we know. And it's almost like John is even saying to us, if you know, you know. If you know, you know. Do you know the Lord? I would ask you that first. Can you say that you know him? The first thing John said, we looked at this last week, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. He said, if we know him, we'll be obedient to him. I'm going to read the verse again. It's chapter 2, beginning in verse 3. He said, and hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. We know him when we're willing to be obedient to everything that he says. Now, I know we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. And we fail. And we are in a process of learning more about him. You know, how do you know what Jesus says to do if you're not reading about what he says to do? He says, we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. And in this same passage, he goes on and says, if somebody says, oh, I know him, but they're not living obedience to him, John very bluntly says, he's a liar. And sadly, there are so many people, I believe, who have said a prayer at some point and there was no repentance, no change in their life. They are not trying to live in obedience to Christ. They said a prayer and think it's their ticket to heaven. I'm afraid they may be disappointed. Now, I'm not the judge. I can't look at someone and say they're saved or they're not saved. But I know the Bible says this, that if you say that you know Christ and you say that you know him and you're not obeying him, you're a liar. That's what John says. And he says, and the truth is just simply not in you. He goes on in verse 4 and says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. The truth is not in him, but whoso keeps his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. So does your life show that you know the Lord Jesus Christ? And I could spend a lot of time here, but let's move on because I want to look at another one. So he said, we know him when we're willing to be obedient, when we keep his commandments. The next one's found over in chapter 3. I love the way this chapter 3 begins. Beginning in verse 1, John said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons or the children of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. The second thing I want you to see here, the second thing we know, is that we know, he said, we will be like him. When Jesus appears, he said, we'll be like him. And when Jesus rose from the dead, he had a glorified body. I think it starts with that. We'll have a different body. We'll have a glorified body. And we'll be like him. When we see him, we'll be like him. One of those characteristics is without sin. Sinless. 1 Peter 2:22 said about Jesus, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. There was no deceit in him. Now, how did we get to be sinless? We know that in this life we sin, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But when we see him and he comes again, we'll be just like him. 2 Corinthians 5 tells us that in Jesus, he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So we will be sinless, without sin. We could not enter heaven with that sin. Jesus took that sin up on himself and gave us his righteousness. You see, that's the second thing. Not only will we be sinless, we'll be righteous, just as he is righteous, because he gave it to us. It's not because we earned it. It's not because we somehow on this life were able to be righteous. We all sin. I sin. You sin. And it happens. And when it happens, the Bible tells us that if we confess our sin, this is 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we're cleansed from unrighteousness, it means that we are righteous, just like Jesus is. It's an amazing thing that we can have his righteousness. And it's only by his righteousness that you will enter Christ's kingdom. It's only by his righteousness that you'll enter heaven. The other thing is that we'll be holy. You know, in the scriptures, God says, you be holy because I'm holy. Leviticus 27 says, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be a holy, for I am the Lord your God. Now, to be holy means that we are separated. The holiness of God is separated from our unholiness. And by separation, we are separated from the world and separated unto him. It's called sanctification. We're holy. And it all happened because of what he did for us on Calvary's cross. It's not anything that we have done. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You see, it's not by works of righteousness that we have done, but it's according to his mercy that we are saved. You could be the most goodest person. Forget my bad grammar. You could be the best person ever, always paying your bills on time, being kind to your family, being honest. And we ought to be all of those things. But you see, in doing those things, that's not what gets you to heaven. That's not what gets you to eternity. What gets you to heaven is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And the Bible says that when we trust him, when we know him, one thing that we know is that we will be like him. Now, I want to read verse 2 again. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we'll see him as he is. One day, we'll see him. And when he appears, whether it's in the rapture, if he comes again, or by death, when we see him, he said, we'll be just like he is, sinless, righteous, and holy. Now there's more. John says, we know. If you know, you know. So join us again next week when we open the scripture and consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
I tried to feel you in the earthquake. I tried to see you in the eye of the storm. But I felt you heal all of my heartbreak with a still